This is a message of hope. This is a proclamation of peace. This is an amazing account of an indescribable love. This is a revelation of God's glory.
There's a song in the air, and the theme of that song is as old as eternity itself. Echoing through time and resounding through the corridors of history, it's a masterpiece of divine artistry. Listen, listen.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply echo back their joyous strains. Oh,
peace of his government there will be no end. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and his name is called.
He created everything. That is, all that we see and even what we don't see. And right alongside God in the very beginning was the Word. The Word was life and the Word was light. But more than that, the Word was God Himself. God was the Word.
And in one unthinkable, unimaginable gesture, the Word took on a flesh and blood tangible reality. The Word became a child, one of us for all of us.
In a world filled with shame, gently you came, Heaven's Son, the Almighty One, now a babe soft and frail, mercy unveiled. A borrowed bed, crude and cold, is your welcome here, your soul. Holy night, please. precious land. Above every
realms of heaven's throne to the desolate poverty of earth's humble welcome, Jesus, the Word made flesh, the light of the world, the King of the ages, entered both time and space, both of which he was master of. Yet to both he humbled himself. Come, let us adore him.
Thank you.
concerning the incarnation of. As the events surrounding the incarnation of Christ began to unfold on earth, heaven itself began its proper response. What occurred in its obscurity would soon be proclaimed in cosmic extravagance. An invitation was almost to be issued. First, in the quiet solitude that enveloped the Judean hillside, then hundreds of miles away, courtesy of a mysterious star.
And it all began with an acclamation, an outburst of praise to the Almighty. Glory to God in the highest.
Gloria jubilate Deo, in excelsis Deo Gloria. Gloria jubilate Deo, in excelsis Deo Gloria.
And long to be something else, something better, something greater, something more. But Jesus, the Creator and owner of everything, chose to become nothing, emptied of his glory, pitiful by the world's standards. Willingly, he chose a drastic step for a drastic need.
Life for our sin-tainted existence. Peace for our self-centered warring. Love for our blinding hatred.
And the Word, God's full expression of Himself, became flesh.
Thank you.
There is no other. There have been imposters and imitators, charlatans and fakers, those claiming to possess the secret for access to the divine or claiming divinity itself. But Jesus, there is no other.
The only Son of God, the only begotten of the Father, the Word made flesh.
The King who became a servant, the Creator who became the created, the immortal in human form.
Jesus, there is no other.
He's the essence of majesty and the very source of beauty. Unrivaled in power and unparalleled in authority.
Undeniable sustainer and an unimaginable savior.
Jesus, there is no other.
Through him, God is visible, and sin is forgivable. Suffering becomes endurable, and heaven becomes attainable.
He's security in a broken world, victory for a defeated race, purity for our dismal past, and glory for our promised future.
Jesus, there is no other.
Only Jesus is light for our darkness,
liberty for our shackles, health and comfort, redemption and reconciliation.
Alpha and Omega, beginning and end.
Author of salvation, the Almighty, the Amen.
Our righteousness and salvation, the desire of all nations.
Our faith foundation, the sacrificed lamb, the chief cornerstone, the great I Am.
The Lion of Judah, the scepter of Israel.
Son of righteousness, Prince of Peace, Anointed One, Christ the Messiah.
He that was and is to come, King of kings and Lord of lords.
Jesus, there is no other.